I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Former U.S. speed skater Joey Cheek thought he'd be flying to Beijing today. Instead, the one-time Olympic gold medalist had his visa revoked by Chinese authorities. Cheek wasn't going to compete in the Olympics. He's now an activist, and he wanted to put pressure on China to help bring peace to Sudan's Darfur region. China is seen as an ally of the Sudanese government. Joey Cheek is in Washington, D.C. Now, how did you find out you were not going to Beijing?
Well, I got a call about a little after 5 p.m. last night with an official from the Chinese consulate in Washington saying basically that my visa had been revoked. And I asked if there was any reason why. He said, "We're not required to tell you why." And I asked if there was anyone else I could speak with, and he said, "No, there's no one else you can speak with." And finally, I asked if there was any recourse, and he said, "No, there's no recourse." So it was kind of a one-way conduit.
When did you first apply for the visa?
I actually applied in June. I was approved July 1st. So I had the visa for over a month before they called and revoked it.
And how rigorous was the interview process back in June? I mean, what kind of questions did they ask you then?
You know, there actually really wasn't an interview process. You walk into the office, you fill out your paperwork, you leave your passport, and 4 days later you have a visa.
What were you actually planning to do in Beijing? Were you going there to protest?
I'm the founder of an organization called Team Darfur. We have over 380 athletes from 63 nations around the world, and all of us are, we've joined this because we want to focus on the people of Darfur and ways to raise awareness about the crisis and continue to advocate for more protection from the international community. We have 72 athletes that have signed on to be a part of Team Darfur that will be competing in Beijing. And so I was going, one, to support those athletes in their, in any way that they may need. And two, I've been invited to speak on a number of different panels, some sponsored by different UN agencies, some sponsored by other charity groups, just about Olympism and conflict resolution and ways in which we can engage. So those are my main purposes for going.
I mean, in a way, it seems even surprising that the Chinese government would have given you a visa in the first place.
Yeah, I was sort of surprised as well. But I figured once they had given me the visa that they knew who I was and the activities I was involved in. So I'd sort of looked at it, despite the fact that we were hearing these sorts of statements from athletes around the world facing this sort of pressure. I assumed that they knew what I was doing and that they would at least allow me to come be a part of the Olympics. I'm still remain a huge believer in the ability of the Olympics to bring people together, and it's very powerful means of conflict resolution and encouraging international dialogue. So, I assumed that I would have the chance to go and take part in some of these other aspects of the Olympics. But it seems not to be in the cards.
Joey Cheek, I'm wondering if, in maybe a strange way, the Chinese government did you a favor by pulling your visa. Now you're going to get more of a publicity bounce for the cause of Darfur than if you had gotten into China.
Well, I think that's possible. But I think when we look at, as Team Darfur, we have never advocated a boycott. We've never advocated any athletes breaking any IOC rules. We've been very serious about that commitment. And yet, I'm certain that this will be seen as anyone who wanted to speak out about this are going to, I'm certain that they're going to think twice about it now that, very publicly I was denied a visa. So I think this is still another form of coercion.
There are a lot of people out there, many athletes included, who feel that sports and politics should be kept separate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I completely appreciate that that's their viewpoint and respect that they don't have to make any sort of statement along those lines. I completely understand that. But I feel that the right for an athlete to speak, and in 2006 when I won my medals and spoke about the crisis in Darfur, it fits incredibly well with the Olympic spirit and this idea that it's more than just a sporting festival. I mean, it's always professed to be more than a sporting festival. You have to actually live up to the ideals that you set forth. And so I completely respect the fact some athletes don't want to speak out or are not educated on some of the issues and don't feel comfortable speaking about it. But I'm not comfortable with the fact that, there should be some sort of, gag order put in place on athletes.
Former Olympic speed skater Joey Cheek, who is also the president and co-founder of Team Darfur, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.